November 14, 1928. How the creature possesses the human unity, and one who lives in the divine will possesses the divine unity. One who does the divine will becomes mother. I feel all abandoned in the holy divine volition, and in spite of the privations of Jesus, my poor mind is taken by an irresistible force to follow its acts. I believe that it is the divine will itself that, having subdued mine, does its course calling all of its acts, as if it were doing them in act. And I, following it in its acts, was thinking about the first times of creation, when everything was happiness in man, and being in the will of his Creator, he lived in his unity, in which he could receive everything and could give everything to the Supreme Being. Unity means everything. But while I was thinking about this, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, we created man with our likeness, therefore he too possesses his human unity. So, if he speaks, if he operates, if he walks and so on, these can be called the effects of his unity, because one is his will, one his head on which all of his acts depend. Therefore, it can be said that it is the strength of the unity of his will that speaks, that operates, that walks, as the effects of it. If man did not have this unity, all of his acts would be in contradiction with one another. It happens as to the sun, from the height of its sphere, one is its act of light, and since it possesses the unity of light given to it by its Creator, while it is one single act, its effects of light are innumerable. Now, for one who does and lives in my divine will, the human volition ceases, its life ends, nor has any reason to exist any longer, because the life of the unity of my will begins. And since mine is one single act, and everything it created, or can do, can be called the effects of this single act, the soul, living in this unity of my divine volition as in her own center, is present in all the effects of the single act of it, and, oh, how beautiful it is to see this happy creature in all the effects which our will knows how to, and can produce. She runs in the light of the sun as the effect of our will, in the heavens, in the sea, in the wind, in everything. She runs as the human will runs in all the human acts, and as the light of the sun runs in all of its effects. In the same way, the soul runs in the fiat, in all the effects which it possesses and produces. This is why the living in our will is the greatest prodigy, and if our divinity wanted to make a greater one, it could not. Nor could it find anything greater, more prodigious, more powerful, more beautiful, more happy than our will to give to the creature, because by giving our divine will we give everything. Its power forms our echo in the depth of the soul, and forms our most beautiful images. And the echo of the human littleness becomes one with ours, in such a way that, uniting to our prime act, she runs and refuses herself in all the effects which the single act of God produces. After this, my lovable Jesus made himself seen as a tiny little child, who, throwing his arms around my neck, told me, "My mama, my mama." One who does my divine will becomes mother. My divine fiat embellishes her for me, transforms her, and renders her fecund, in such a way as to give her all the qualities in order to be a true mother. And I keep forming this mother with the reflections of the sun of my divine volition, and I glory and take so much pleasure in calling her my mama, my mama. And not only do I choose her as my mother, but I call many more tiny little ones and give to them my mother as their mother. And while he was saying this, he showed me many little boys and girls around me. And the child Jesus said to them, "This is my mother and your mama." The little ones made feast and drew all around me together with Jesus. And Jesus added, "These little ones you see are no other than the first cohort of the children of my divine volition. In it, all will be little, because my divine will has the virtue of preserving them fresh and beautiful, just as they came out of our creative hands. And since it called your littleness to live in it, it is right that, as the first one, you be the tiny little mama of the tiny little children."